Attempt blocked by McNabb to the right circle. A try. Kick save Hill. Rebound. Another try. Save Hill. A third try. Save. And the rebound to the right corner.
Nobody is ever satisfied with one. So we're back for a second hour of the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show.
Bob boots it ahead. Sticks it left. Barbashev in. Back to the right. A shot. Score. Marchessault. 19 seconds in.
From the Finley Chevrolet Fox Sports Las Vegas studio and live at LVSportsNetwork.com, here is Darren Millard and Ryan Wallace.
Hour number two of the VGK Insider Show rolling along here on a Tuesday. The VGK Insider Show is brought to you by the Dollar Loan Center, where your first loan is on us. Apply for free at don'tbebroke.com to get up to $5,000. Ryan Wallace, Chris Chapman, we're with you the rest of the way. Fun connecting with Darren Millard in hour number one, getting into our game ratings. But as we just talked about, and I want to dig in a little bit deeper here, this is not something new that the Golden Knights are doing. It's an aspect of the VGK Foundation that we've seen before. But the team, the Golden Knights players and their significant others, have essentially created a My Favorite Thing basket. And if you're interested in it, I posted about it on X. You can get all the information there. But if you do want to check some of these baskets out for yourself, go to vgkfavorite.givesmart.com and you can take a look at every single player that has a basket, what is in their basket, and you can bid on it. Essentially, bid on it. The bidding is going to be open until 2:30 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday. That's when the winners of the baskets will be revealed. And this is the cool thing. Like, each basket has a couple of basic things that go beyond what the individual players want to put in their basket. You've got signed home jerseys, various other items, including hats, snacks, games. So you're going to get your favorite players' favorite things. And so Chapman and we dug into the baskets a little bit. We looked at some of the ones that we like the most, but we thought it'd be fun and interesting and just a little bit different, obviously, on a day off, no game today, to throw our own baskets out there, to give you an idea of what we as individuals would put into our favorite thing basket. So I'm gonna start off with identifying which basket Chris Chapman would most identify himself with. And you can tell me if I'm wrong, Chapman, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but the basket, the player that stood out to me the most that screamed Chris Chapman was William Karlsson.
That's an obvious answer. However, It is not William Karlsson. That would be my second basket.
That's your second?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow,
There was one that stood out to me more than William Karlsson's. And I will say I'm a big fan of this player, but because of this basket, I became an even bigger fan of this player.
I'm not gonna guess. Just tell me who it is.
Ben Hutton became my hero today. So I'll go through what's in Ben Hutton. So Ben and his wife or fiance, Emma, assembled a dog-themed basket full of Hutton's favorite dog-themed things. It includes a signed Ben Hutton jersey, which is very cool, obviously, a Boots and Barkley dog bed, a signed Maverick hat. I'm assuming Ben Hutton signed it, not Maverick. A signed bottle of Camus Cabernet Sauvignon. I'm not really a cab guy, but a Kong dog toy, Kong dog tennis balls, a VGK dog leash, a signed box of Buddy Biscuit dog treats, a signed collapsible dog bowl, and a signed VGK travel doggy bag. Right. As a guy with two puppies, that one absolutely jumped out to me. Kojiro and Komachi would absolutely go crazy if I brought something like that home. I don't know if they'd fight over the bed. The way they are right now, they would probably both share the bed because they sleep in the same bed and it's really cute. Like, they just lay on top of each other. I had no idea how affectionate my puppies were with each other until I started paying attention more. But that's a great basket, especially for a guy who loves dogs like I do.
Mm-hmm. So that's me not paying attention to recency bias in your life.
That's okay.
Me not paying at all any attention to the fact that you have two new puppies and that you are fully engrossed in being a doggy daddy. So is an oversight on my part. But I should have known. I should have known. Not just the dogs, but I know how much you like Ben Hutton, so that falls in line too. Now, I'm going to give you the opportunity to guess which basket I align with the most.
Well, I had a really difficult time because, like I told you, I had a tough time with this. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to guess for you, it would be Alec Martinez.
That's my second choice.
Oh, man.
My second choice.
Okay. Maybe.
So there's very obvious reasons why it would be Alec Martinez for
me.
And that
very
is
outdoorsy.
The outdoorsy, but it's more outdoorsy on a lake, and I'm much more an outdoorsy in my backyard or in the mountains type of guy.
So
Martinez had me until it was more or less everything that you do on a lake.
Yeah,
like, I'm not a big
beach
lake
ball
guy.
That makes sense for him too, because if you remember his day with the Stanley Cup, he spent it on, I believe it was Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan, and then he spent the entirety of the first half of his career on a beach in Los Angeles. Like, it makes total sense to me that Alec Martinez would be a water outdoorsman type of guy. And again, like, I don't have anything against it. Like, I enjoy a beach day just like anybody else enjoys a beach day. But, like, I'm not that outdoorsman type guy. Like, I'm going to go out into the mountains and hike. I'm going to go out there and grill up some good food, or I'm just going to hang out in a hammock in my backyard while I'm making some barbecue.
Well, my second guess for you was Nick Waugh.
There it is. That's the winner.
Yeah.
It's very simple, okay? First and foremost, he's got Crocs in there.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you a Crocs guy?
I don't own any currently. But that's not for lack of trying. I just never find any that I really like. I love the idea that you can have different Crocs in different scenarios. I love this idea that you can add things to your Crocs. I am going to absolutely go over the top with Crocs at some point in my life. I'm not there yet. But Chapman, I'm telling you, and I'm not joking here, I am going to have a pair of Crocs for every day of the week.
Listen,
every day of the week.
I do own a pair of Crocs. And I've owned them for about 10 years.
Sure.
They're bright orange, which should surprise nobody.
that's not shocking to me at all.
That's on brand. But I bought them because I was somewhere and I walked around for like a whole day. And at the end of the day, my feet hurt so bad. So as like a joke, I was like, you know what? Let me just try these on. Because I used to make fun of people who wore them.
Yep.
And I was like, let me try them on. Yeah. And I was like, these are so comfortable. I bought them, and I still have them 10 years later. Now I generally only wear them to the dog park, but my wife would probably not let me wear them out of the house because they're so bright. But I like them. So I'm on board with that. But I think the one for me that kind of stood out with the Nick Waugh stuff was the barbecue utensils and the knife set.
Yeah, for sure. Not to mention the Yeti stuff. Like, you can never have too many Yeti drink carriers. You just can't. Like, I like my drinks cold when they need to be cold. I like my drinks hot when they need to be hot. I have multiple Yetis. I'm absolutely 100% proud of that. But the fact of the matter is, like, you put me in front of a grill or a smoker over the course of a summer, and I'm a happy guy. So it's all about the barbecue. It's all about the that aspect of Nick Waugh's basket that spoke to me. So I aligned with that. Now, again, I think you're right on the money. You got my number one and number two. I would have never given you Ben Hutton. Never. And only because I'm not thinking of you as a puppy dad.
Yeah, I know. It is a little recency. I did really like William Carlson's. What I really like about Carlson's the most is you're getting – two autographed jerseys. You're getting a VGK signed jersey, but then you're getting the Winter Classic signed jersey. Plus,
yeah,
he's throwing in a reverse retro t-shirt that he's also signed. So
there's a lot of value in the William Karlsson basket.
Plus he put a big Toblerone in there. So you can't ever go wrong with Toblerone.
Yeah, it's the second best chocolate that he has in his basket.
Yeah, I've never had this. What is it?
Dude, Tony's? Okay, so Tony's Chocolony chocolate bars, they're amazing.
Where do I get those at?
You can get them at Sprouts.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain you can probably find them at Walmart too. It is next level. Like, you know how Willy Wonka is made out to be this like amazing chocolatier, but then like you actually try Willy Wonka products that are just made by Nestle and they're not good. Like,
yes.
Tony's is what I would imagine Wonka chocolate is supposed to taste like.
Okay.
It's beyond comprehension. It's so good. I'm telling you right now, if you've never had it before, seek it out, find it, eat it, enjoy it, love it. It'll change your mind on chocolate.
Okay.
100%.
I believe that's the orange. So when you click on the link,
yep,
there are the two, yep, orange chocolate bars that are,
yes,
in his basket. The other one, and you and I are in a little disagreement on this because you were not on board with this one, but I'm actually on board with this because I feel like there's some really cool things in there. First of all, there's a ton of candy in this one, so I'm all about that. But the idea that you could get a signed Logan Thompson and Aiden Hill jersey, plus I believe they both signed it together, the Winter Classic hat and a Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
Like, that is that's really cool too.
Okay, so all of these things are great. Here's where Aiden Hill and Logan Thompson lose me. Okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you right now. This is where they lose me. They lose me at dill pickle kernel seasoned popcorn seasoning.
No, that's good stuff.
No, it's not, Chapman. No, it isn't.
yes, it is.
Not even a little bit. No. And they lose me at a bag of Kettle Brand sea salt and vinegar potato chips.
See, now I like those. The problem is I take those home, and as soon as I walked in the door, my son would grab the bag, and I'd never see it again.
Here's the beautiful thing. Mrs. Wallace loves salt and vinegar chips. Me? Despise them. Hate them. Do not care for them in the slightest.
So you wouldn't get it just for Mrs. chips? Wallace to have the bag of chips?
Well, I'm not. No. Come on. Like, I...
That was pretty emphatic.
I'll go get her chips if she wants them. But the fact of the matter is, like, there's no way I want to bring home dill pickle seasoning and salt and vinegar chips. Like, those are two things that I just cannot do individually, let alone together. Not a chance.
I wonder.
Can't do it. Won't do it.
Now, I wonder who put that in the basket, whether it was Aiden Hill or Logan Thompson.
Oh, we're going to have to find out.
But I'm actually surprised because we know that Aiden Hill is a coffee snob. That there is not some kind of organic Australian coffee bean thing in there.
Okay.
Because if you remember last year from the Stanley Cup show that was on ESPN Plus, we found out Aiden Hill is a guy who is very serious about his coffee.
Mm-hmm. Now, not to swing from one direction to the other, but I do want to highlight the coaching staff and their basket.
I think you get an idea looking at it, what these guys do in their off time, right?
If you like our game ratings this year, you'll like that basket. That's all I've got to say.
So,
right?
I would totally be on board with that. Now, I'd be curious to see. Now, I have some guesses here. I'm going to guess that Joel Ward went with the Mount Gay Barbados rum because his family immigrated to Canada from Barbados. And if I'm a rum guy, I like rum a lot, and that's some of the very best. So if it was Joel Ward, I applaud him. Whoever it was, I applaud him. I'm also going to guess that the McAllen Scotch 12-year, I'm going to guess that's Sean Burke.
Okay.
I don't know. There's a couple of Stag's Leap Cabernet Sauvignon in there. I have no idea. How about the Gretzky Canadian Cream Liqueur?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Some of them are pretty cool.
I didn't, I didn't resonate with the coaching one. I mean, listen, at the end of a game, at the end of a season, like, of course, right? Like, that makes total sense to me. But yeah, I think the Gretzky liqueur would be really interesting. So, Chapman, let's pretend for a moment that you're a highly successful professional hockey player for the Vegas Golden Knights. Okay, what's in your basket?
These are a few of my favorite things.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Yes.
You made production for this segment?
You believe that? I know. Well, it's
amazing.
It's one of my favorite segments ever, so I had to go above and beyond for this.
All right.
Go
for it, buddy.
So my basket, mm-hmm. I mentioned I'm a rum guy. I like rum a lot. So I would put one bottle of Tandue, which is a Filipino rum. They finally just started selling it here in the U.S., but it's really good. It's smooth. It's easy to drink. I would put a $25 gift card to Jersey Mike's Subs, my favorite sub place, one of my favorite places to grab lunch in town.
Okay.
So I don't have the Tony's Chocolony candy bar, but I do have a sea salt caramel Ghirardelli chocolate bar.
Okay.
One Xbox EAFC game. That's how I like to unwind. I play soccer on my Xbox.
Yeah.
A Liverpool jersey and scarf. Sorry, not Bournemouth.
Okay.
A six-pack of Kronenbourg 1664 Blanc, which is like a white beer from France. My favorite book, which is The Sun Also Rises by Ernest Hemingway. And I would put, this is where I'm going to get you, and probably everyone else, unless you're a vegetarian. 2 A5 Japanese Wagyu ribeye steaks.
Wow.
Yeah. Going with
look
the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
At you.
Best steak in the world right there.
Okay. Well, that's a good basket. I would definitely put in some money for that basket. Okay. For me, first and foremost, I'm going to throw a ukulele in there. I feel like a guitar would probably be too clunky for a basket. The ukulele fits.
This may surprise those that, you. Mrs. Chapman knows how to play the ukulele.
That doesn't surprise me.
She's a worldly person.
Well, you said no one was worldly here in Vegas, but
No. We're not worldly enough for ketchup potato chips.
As if that's like the high water mark of,
yeah, of culture.
Of societal norms. Like, do you have ketchup flavored chips? Well, you're civilized. Okay, so a ukulele, a record player, and I mean like a legit old school, throw the vinyl on the record player, do the fun thing, enjoy some nice music. I would throw various vinyls in there. It's probably too much for me to go into everything.
Well, give me a sample.
I mean, throw Dark Side of the Moon, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
that's classic. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would say Coheed and Cambria. I would throw, like, some really crappy Misfit record out there, too. Like, it would be a smattering.
Okay.
Like, there'd be some blues. There'd be some rock, classic rock, punk, all of the different styles of music that I love. Like, I'm leaning in heavily with the music side of things, first and foremost. I'm going to throw Disneyland tickets in there. Disneyland's awesome.
Yes.
I love Disneyland. I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be like an adult Disney person, but growing up in Southern California and being a Disney kid and kind of having those experiences with my parents, it's definitely informed my viewpoint of it now as a parent with children. I'll throw in my favorite book too. And it's ironic for so many reasons. But Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is phenomenal. Big Hunter S. Thompson guy.
That's a great book. Great movie, too.
So I'll throw that one in there. I'm not throwing that movie in there. You want a perfect movie, Chris Chapman? It's
sure.
The Crow. I don't care what anybody has to say. It doesn't need to be remade again and again and again. The Crow, Brandon Lee, you're getting a copy of that. Extended director's cut, phenomenal stuff as always. Now we get into the food.
Ooh.
Okay. A lot of people will go to like potato chips. I'm not doing that. Have you ever had bagel chips, Chapman?
I have, yes. Yes, yeah. It's pretty big on the East Coast.
100%. 100%. Jewish delis all over the East Coast, they go bagel chips. When you get matzo ball soup, there's nothing better to dip in your soup than a bagel chip, freshly made, not a particular brand. You just go into a deli, you ask them for bagel chips, they're going to hook you up. It's amazing, phenomenal stuff. I'm not going candy. Chris Chapman, I think you know where I'm going with this one. I'm going black and white cookies.
Oh, man.
Like, that's the ultimate dessert for so many reasons. The cookie's gigantic. It's not really a cookie. You only need one. The cookie's the size of your face. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And then to kind of top things off, I feel like no basket of my favorite things is complete without some brisket.
Ooh. Yes.
I'm not, yes. And I'm not going to a place. I'm not going to sit there and have you order brisket from, I'm not going to give you a gift card to a restaurant. Like, I'm going to fire up the smoker. I'm going to throw the brisket on the grill. I'm going to make sure that you leave happy and satisfied. So in that box, in that basket is some brisket barbecued the right way. You're welcome.
Oh man. Yeah. I would definitely bid on that. First of all, you had me at the record player. Like, once,
oh, sure,
you, once
sure.
you said
yeah.
record player, like, I'm all in on that because, like, I bought my kid a record player for Christmas, but it wasn't, like, one of those old school ones. It was like, I bought it at Target, I think. And it is what it is. And
sure, yeah.
But there's just something about, and I'm disappointed because new vinyl, you don't get it. But we go to, like, we'll go to Zia Records or there's a place on Decatur, Wax Tracks, where we'll go and we'll buy just... We'll just find random stuff and buy it. And it's got to be old because it's the only way you get that crackle and that staticky kind of sound when you put the needle on and it's in between tracks. The new vinyl doesn't have that. And it's kind of disappointing because I feel like that kind of takes away from the whole point of having vinyl. You get that creaky kind of old sound. And my son, jazz musician, he's got a ton of jazz vinyl records. And they're all from, like, the 60s. And you put that needle on, and you get that crack. Oh,
sure.
It's the best. He'll sit in his room. Like, I used to listen to tapes.
Sure.
I wish I had vinyl as a kid. Like, my dad used to yell at me, "You're scratching my needle."
So
calm down.
That's one of the things that we like to do. You know, you mentioned Zia Records back home in California. For me, it's Amoeba Records. And like, think of Zia, but times 10. That's Amoeba back in Los Angeles.
Oh, man.
And so, and they've got used vinyl all over the place. You know, we've got some Willie Nelson stuff here at the house for our record player. I mentioned the Misfits. They put a record out there, Project 1950s, which is a relatively newer record, so it's new vinyl. You're not getting as much of kind of that feel, that nostalgia by going there. But it's a punk band of terrible musicians essentially ripping off songs from the 1950s. Like Great Balls of Fire is on there. Runaway is on there. Just anything that was really
Wait,
popular.
The Del Shannon
Flame.
Runaway.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Song.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. 100%.
Runaway. I love
yes.
that. I did that
yes.
at karaoke one
but,
night.
But they will. Did you really?
Yes.
Oh wow. How did that go for you?
Not bad. Not bad.
Oh okay. Good
big,
for you.
Big Del Shannon fan.
Well, good for you. It's good music. But that's a record that gets into heavy rotation here at the house because it's the best of both worlds. You get classic songs and punk rock vibes and feels, and it just needs to be done on a record player. It just does.
Yeah, you know what's funny? When my parents were going through their divorce, they got rid of a lot of their vinyl, but they kept some. And my mother gave it to me a couple years ago when she moved out here. And I was going through some of it, and there's not a lot left, but I found out we have an original edition because I checked the serial number and everything of Thriller on vinyl.
Really?
And I'm like, I told my son, I'm like, don't play it because I don't want you to scratch it. But it's like I'm like, oh, my gosh, because I knew we had it when I was a kid because I used to listen to it nonstop. Like I would run through the house dancing around like I was in the Thriller video or Billie Jean. You know, I was high stepping and walking down the stairs like he does in the video. But for Billie Jean. But I was like, this is cool. Like we've got the original Thriller. Now, we had a place in New Jersey called Vintage Vinyl, and it was not too far from Rutgers. But it was at that time when vinyl wasn't really still cool. Like the only people who bought vinyl were people who were buying old jazz records or people who knew that sound. And then vinyl had a revival. And I'm glad it did because I'd rather – I kid you not. I would rather listen to something on vinyl than on CD or cassette or MP3 or digital. There's just something about vinyl that it just makes it better.
I agree with that 100%. It's just fun, man. It just really is. And then one more record, and this is one you might want to throw Kingston's way. Saturday Night in San Francisco, Al DiMeola, John McLaughlin, Paco de Lucia. It's all guitar. It's all jazzy. You get that on vinyl, it's a totally different experience. So I would really, really caution, or I would tell everybody to run out, get a record player, seek out vinyl. And you know what? The best thing about music is it's always there for you, even if you're watching sports and the results don't go your way. It's an escape. And we appreciate everybody sticking with us on this one, the Our Favorite Things basket giveaway. Now, if you are interested in some of the player baskets, as we mentioned, go to vgkfavorite.givesmart.com. You can check out the baskets. You can go there. You can bid on those baskets. They are going to be open until 2:30 p.m. this Sunday. And then the lucky winners of the baskets will get their baskets, and the VGK Foundation will have raised a bunch of money for great causes and great initiatives here in the Las Vegas Valley. We're going to take a break, but before we go, if you want to see the Golden Knights take on the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday, be caller number 12. Caller number 12, your winner, 702-876-1340. One-timers are next.
Carlson left corner, centered, one-timer, score!
It's time for One-Timers. One-timers. A quick look at news and notes from around the National Hockey League, brought to you by Paul Padilaw. It's not about the injury, it's about the recovery.
One-timers, news and notes from around the National Hockey League. Everything's happening all at once, Chapman. We were going to get into clinching scenarios. Maybe we'll circle back to that. But right now, history in the making. Alex Ovechkin has scored his 30th goal of the year, breaking a tie with Mike Gartner for most in NHL history with 18 30-goal seasons. So Alex Ovechkin, another 30-goal year where, frankly, at the All-Star break, it didn't look like he was going to get to 20. Now he's got 30. It's a model of consistency in terms of goal scoring, the likes of which we commented and fawned over Sidney Crosby last week when he had his 19th point-per-game season. So those two guys who have been so intertwined since coming into the National Hockey League 19 years ago, Alex Ovechkin, 18 30-goal seasons, Sidney Crosby, 19 point-per-game seasons. Those two guys personify greatness.
Yeah, certainly do. And ironically, Mike Gartner spent many years as a member of the Washington Capitals. He is, I believe, still to this day, the player who scored the most goals in NHL history without winning a Stanley Cup. So we almost got that with Ovi as well. So those two players intertwined a little bit as well. I remember Mike Gartner. The sad thing with Gartner, he was a member of the Rangers the year they won the Stanley Cup, and then he was moved at the deadline. So he was really, really close. But Mike Keenan, who I believe was a coach of the Rangers at that time, he goes on to win the Stanley Cup, and unfortunately, Mike Gartner does not.
Okay, so we have gone back and forth, 70 goals, 100 assists. Which one is more difficult to do? We kind of laid out the arguments for both sides. Auston Matthews in action tonight for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Toronto is up 3-2 on the New Jersey Devils in the second period. Auston Matthews just has a lousy assist.
Well, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, come on. He's got 65 goals, one more goal, and he surpasses Alex Ovechkin's total of 65 in this cap era, new era of the National Hockey League. That would be the most goals of any player since 2000, really since the early 90s. So for me, he needs at least one more, but come on. Why stop at 66? Get to 70. Like, let's go. Now, I do want to throw in an interesting wrinkle with the 100-assist season. And it actually factors into the Golden Knights and their opponent next game tomorrow in the Edmonton Oilers. Connor McDavid is day-to-day with a lower body injury. The Oilers are essentially playing it safe. Chris Knobloch said that the most important thing is that the Connor McDavid is fully healthy going into the playoffs. Understanding that the Oilers still have a chance to win their division, and not only win their division, but it is in their control. It doesn't matter what the Canucks do the rest of the way. If the Oilers win out, they win their division because they do play Vancouver one more time. McDavid is not expected or questionable for tomorrow's game against the Vegas Golden Knights. Now, McDavid's got 99 assists. Even if he plays just two more games this season, they shut him down for a week. He plays the last couple of games of the year. He's probably going to get 100 assists. But what if there was one other? What if there was another knight in shining armor that could get us to the 100 assist threshold, perhaps even before Connor McDavid gets us there? What would you say to that, Chris Chapman?
I would be very, very impressed.
Well, you would think that it would be ridiculous because we've talked about it ad nauseum here.
How difficult.
And we
it
have
is.
Said how yeah. how difficult it is to get to 100 assists in a season. And yet, the guy that is constantly overlooked when it comes to the Hart Trophy, the MVP, Nikita Kucherov, by virtue of two assists tonight against the Columbus Blue Jackets, he's sitting at 95 assists. Did you know he was that close?
I did not know he was that close. I mean, he's got 138 points on the season.
Yep.
So, and he still has, what, five games left to go? So,
yeah, I mean, he's...
And the Lightning still trying to find their game, I think, getting some guys back in the lineup. So, they certainly have things to play for.
Sure, yeah. I mean, Nikita Kucherov has things to play for.
And he strikes me as the kind of guy who... He knows where he's at, and he knows a part of history that it could become for him. So I think he's going to do it.
All right. We mentioned Alex Ovechkin scoring in a game against the Detroit Red Wings. Washington leads that game 2-0 at the end of the second period.
Yeah!
I know I have lamented quite a bit how terrible the race is in the Eastern Conference for that final wild card spot and third place in the Metropolitan Division. If the Detroit Red Wings lose to the Washington Capitals today, Washington will leapfrog Pittsburgh and get themselves into that wild card spot. They will bump Detroit out. If the Red Wings lose this game, they don't deserve to make the playoffs. Like, if you can't, in the final week of the season, beat a team with a minus 41 goal differential, you don't deserve it. I'm sorry, you don't. You don't deserve to go. You don't.
Yeah,
no one wants this. Nobody wants this.
No, because the Flyers were in the driver's seat all season. They're now on the outside looking in. The Capitals have bounced up and down. The Red Wings were in a playoff position the entire season. They've kind of fallen off. The Penguins were out of it for the longest time, and I know they only got a point
marching
last night, but they got a point. Look, I think I've been pretty consistent with this. I want to see the Penguins get in. So whatever scenario needs to unfold for Sid and Pittsburgh to get into the playoffs, that's what I want to happen. And I could care less who the other team is. Maybe the Islanders, just because Patrick Waugh will be fun in the playoffs.
Well, and the Islanders are winning right now. They are up 3-2 on the New York Rangers.
I think they were up 3-0 in that game.
Well, it's the New York Rangers. Yeah. Come on.
I know Kreider had a goal, I think, for the Rangers. And they're
But at least the Islanders, like, if they win tonight, that'll be 5 in a row. Like, at least this team is showing something in the final couple of weeks of the season. I'll take that all day long over what we're getting out of Detroit and Washington and Philadelphia and the like. Jack Hughes shut down for the rest of the season. He'll have shoulder surgery tomorrow. Expected to make a full recovery over the summer and be ready to go for training camp. Understanding that Jack was kind of battling through something, does that change your opinion on a step backwards, or maybe two or three steps backwards for the Devils organization?
Well, he's been injured multiple times this season. He got hurt early on, and I think that kind of derailed the season from the get-go for the Devils. But this now the third time that he's been dealing with something. He's probably been dealing with it all season. And at this point, you're out of the playoffs. You have nothing to play for. You may as well start to think about next year if you're Jack Hughes and the New Jersey Devils. Shut him down, get the surgery, be ready to go next September, because it's a really, really big year for the Devils next year, because you had 109 points last season. You whiffed this year. Mm-hmm. Everybody, I think, is on the hot seat. You gave Timo Meier a big deal. You traded for Tyler Toffoli. You ended up sending him away. You played with your goalies up in the air all season. By the way, they just recalled Akira Schmid from Utica, I think, is where their AHL team is. So, you know, it's just one of those things where it's just been one disaster after the other for the Devils.
Yep.
Just end the season. Just get it done and over with, because, honestly, I have nothing to really think about other than what a disappointing season it's been for that team.
All right, let's get into real quick some clinching scenarios. The Predators will clinch a playoff spot if they get at least 1 point against the Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg's up 3-1 on Nashville at the end of the first period. The Kings will clinch a playoff spot if they defeat the Ducks in any fashion. That game at 7:00 tonight. And then you can look at division titles. The Rangers will clinch the Metropolitan Division if they defeat the Islanders in any fashion and the Hurricanes lose to the Bruins in regulation. As we mentioned, the Rangers are currently losing to the Islanders, and checking in, the Carolina Hurricanes are beating the Boston Bruins. So it doesn't, at least at this moment, look like the Metropolitan will be decided. The Bruins will clinch the Atlantic Division title if they defeat the Hurricanes in any fashion and both of the following occurs. The Leafs lose to the Devils and the Panthers lose to the Senators in regulation. Again, Boston not upholding their end of the bargain, so it doesn't look like the Atlantic is going to be decided anytime soon. And here we go, the Central. The Stars will clinch the Central if they defeat the Sabres in any fashion and both of the following occurs: an Avalanche loss to the Wild in regulation and the Jets lose to the Predators in regulation. Well, the Stars, they're doing their part. They have, or no, they're not. They are down 2-1 to the Buffalo Sabres. I cannot believe. I looked at that game. I saw it was Buffalo. I saw 2-1 on the ticker, and I just assumed that the Dallas Stars would be beating the Buffalo Sabres. What is wrong with me?
not there yet. By the way.
So literally every clinching scenario that I just went through is not
happening. Yeah, the Rangers playing for the President's Trophy. They have 110 points with a couple games to go, so... Yeah. Obviously, they're playing for that. I don't know if necessarily you want to win that, but Boston right behind them. And Dallas also in the mix. So that's up in the air. I don't know who's going to end up winning that.
Those are your one-timers for today, Tuesday, April 9th. If you want to see the Golden Knights take on the Colorado Avalanche on Sunday, be caller number 4, 702-876-1340. Caller number 4, your winner. Catching up with Chapman is next.
When the guy wouldn't stop talking, we had no choice but to give him his own segment. It's time for Catching Up with Chapman.
All right, Ryan. Well, U.S. and Canada, of course, a rivalry that goes on and on forever, it seems. So, final between the two, not in hockey, but women's soccer, final of the She Believes Cup. Right now, the United States leading 2-1. However, Canada has a penalty kick now in the 84th minute. So, let's hope that they don't score on this penalty kick to level the game at 2, because it just would emphasize another thing that the U.S. beats Canada at in sports. But I'll give you an update if it happens before we go off the air. But let's go USA. We can't let Canada have bragging rights in women's soccer. I mean, that's our sport. Like, we dominate in women's soccer.
Yeah, I mean, they put ketchup on their chips.
Yeah, but I call that culture.
No. In what way is ketchup chips culture?
Well, it's potatoes. It's kind of like putting ketchup on fries.
Okay.
So,
that's
chips?
Fine. No, like poutine is culture, Chapman. Ketchup chips is just looking at a different flavor.
What was the thing I didn't... Was it beaver tails? I didn't know what they were.
Yeah, beaver tails.
I still don't know what that is.
Well, it's like a donut.
Okay. With, like, what, maple syrup or something?
No, I think it's just like a long piece of dough that's glazed, but it's to look like a beaver tail.
Ah. I may have to try that next time I'm in Canada. I'll see if I can find one. Yeah.
Come hang out tomorrow. Sierra Gold, Jones, and Sunset. I'll be there for the VGK Insider Show and the pregame, intermission, and postgame show.